Special report, coronavirus update.
This week, it's going to get bad.
Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams on the Today Show with the nation's death toll at 471 and expected to rise sharply.
Everyone needs to be taking the right steps right now, and that means stay at home.
But Republican Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says he doesn't think he can issue that order and wouldn't anyway.
It doesn't make sense from a public health point of view. And it's not realistic.
Miami Mayor Francis Suarez now under quarantine because of exposure to coronavirus.
Stay home if you're a Miami resident. Stay home. If you're not a Miami resident, go home. Because essentially everything here is closed.
Correspondent Joe Johns tells us Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell will try again today to pass the stalled almost $2 trillion stimulus bill.
Democrats arguing that there's not enough in the bill for families and workers. Republicans saying more money in the bill for companies will help American workers.
Talks continue throughout the night. I'm Michael Toscano. On Wall Street this morning.
At the opening bell, as expected, stock prices fell dramatically again this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost hundreds of points. Investors on Wall Street are anxious to see elected representatives come together on some sort of coronavirus stimulus ASAP.
Steve Kastenbaum in New York. Volatile stocks now with 2.5% losses for the Dow and the S&P, the Nasdaq down 0.5%. Most signs now pointing to a postponement of the Summer Olympics in Tokyo, as we hear from Will Ripley there.
Shinzo Abe's messaging is not even saying that a postponement is possible. Let me read you what he told Japanese upper house earlier this evening here. He said, quote, if I'm asked whether we can hold the Olympics at this point in time, I would have to say that the world is not in such a condition. That is a very Japanese way of saying games are going to be postponed.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Kabul, Afghanistan, trying to breathe some life back into the peace deal that the U.S. signed with the Taliban last month. Pompeo met separately with the two men claiming to be Afghanistan's president. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is the story of Julie Guillot. She's a Leukemia and Lymphoma Society advocate and the mother of a child who battled blood cancer.
Zach was diagnosed with AML, a deadly leukemia, when he was only 5. He died at just 9 years old, really from the treatment that was meant to save him.
Today, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is pioneering breakthrough treatments for kids with cancer. Visit lls.org and save a child's life. Furnished by LLS.
She became overweight, stinky, several vertebrae fused together. Sophie was going to be euthanized.
DinoVite.com.
I remember Sophie starting the DinoVite. She has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life.
DinoVite is nutrition.
Get them on DinoVite right away while they're healthy.
You won't believe how happy a dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Russ Clark here with big news about Blue Diamond Homes. Amazing manufactured home clearance sale at Rancho Rialto in the beautiful Yuma foothills. Here's my friend, Diamond Dan from Blue Diamond Homes, to tell you more.
Well, Rancho Rialto is one of the more incredible parks I've seen in Yuma. It's got big spaces. It's got two-car parking and big back patio lots. The rent is free for the first year when you buy a new double wide, and the rent is about 20% cheaper than anywhere in town. With Rancho, you get something that's uniquely different than anywhere in Yuma, and it's a secured park. They are being sold at dead cost now. Folks, get this opportunity while you have the chance. Hurry up, this won't last. We've been selling out like crazy.
Amazing savings from Blue Diamond Homes today at Rancho Rialto. Call Diamond Dan at 580-1414. Better yet, stop by Rancho Rialto on 12th Street East in the beautiful Yuma foothills.
At the Yuma Sun, they're actively staying abreast of the latest breaking news from multiple sources, both here in Yuma and around the world, enabling them to deliver the most up-to-date information to our community. Their management team, their team members, and their carriers are closely following and implementing the COVID-19 recommendations established by the county public health officials and the CDC. One important way for you to stay informed is by reading the Yuma Sun in print, online, or on social media. They appreciate your support, especially in these unusual times. Subscribe online today at yumasun.com.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny and 77 today, 52 overnight tonight. Southwest wind gusty at 15 at times today. 77 and sunny tomorrow, not as windy, 55 overnight. Partly cloudy, 74 on Wednesday.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hansen.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen, and I'm in the studio today with the one and only, the esteemed Mr. Russ Clark, running the board, pushing some buttons and trying to make us sound as best as we can. And we have the privilege today to have Miss Miranda Ochoa in the office. Miranda is one of our lead paralegals in the office. She gets stuff done, and she didn't think she was going to be on the air today, but she showed up, and so we might have her talk a little bit if you want to. Miranda, you want to say anything right now?
You got to bring that mic all the way down to, there you go. Wow. You can turn it up. There, perfect.
There you go, yeah. So whenever you talk, just talk straight into the mic, get it close to your face, and we'll go from there. I hope everything is going okay for you over the weekend. Obviously, with this pandemic, there's a lot of different changes in our lives, our day-to-day lives, and I hope everything's going okay for you and your family. Here in the Yuma community, we've only heard of one confirmed case, I believe, right, Russ? We were talking about that before I got on the air.
Just one.
Yep, and that was on the Marine base, so I think they're kind of taking care of all that, and I know you talked to Dr. Trenchell earlier about things, and it sounds like the state of Yuma is good so far, but we have to keep being on top of it.
It's quiet.
Yeah.
The hospital's not even busy.
Because everybody's scared. They don't want to go there to contract something.
But that's good.
And rightfully so.
Don't go in there if you don't need to.
Those emergencies that weren't so emergency are turning out to be not overwhelming our healthcare system yet. But there's no doubt that there are some concerns out there, and we need to keep on top of it. My brother lives in California. And
I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And on Thursday, that was when the governor released that quarantine for the whole state of California. And I know over the weekend, some other states have followed suit. I think New Jersey was another one last night that issued a quarantine. Illinois did it over the weekend as well. And I imagine we're going to see from state to state these types of quarantines around their particular states, in order to try and contain the spread of this pandemic. But we haven't heard of anything like that coming from Governor Ducey yet. I talked to some people that are really close to him, and they said that that's the last resort in his mind. Remember, again, Governor Ducey is a business guy. I mean, that's his background. He was a founder of Cold Stone Creamery, and that was really successful. He sold that business. He's done other businesses beyond that. And so he doesn't want us to just lock down if we can avoid it, because of the hurt that it will do to our economy, obviously.
Right.
But at the same time, he doesn't want our health to be jeopardized. And so we might have a lockdown order, just like California and Illinois and New Jersey. I think Florida might have even come out with one, if I remember correctly. But so far, we haven't had anything. But just be safe. I know that...
Of course, with the lockdown, not everyone's Mormon in this community. We all don't have 6 months' supply of the stuff in our house. You know, some people have to run out to get what they're going to have today.
Yeah.
And that's been a mess.
Have you been to the grocery stores lately?
Every day.
Yeah.
Because I'm buying for other people.
Yeah. And it's funny because as I go, my wife was telling me a story. She goes through Sam's Club, you know, and she's loading up the cart. And people think we're hoarding stuff, but really it's just because we have six kids. That's our normal... purchase out Sam's
How
Club.
How dare you have six kids?
Exactly.
I think you're hoarding kids.
No, it's just bring in the forklift. That's what it's like at Sam's Club. And that's just a daily thing for my wife.
That's just normal.
But people just give us the stink eye because they think that we're like hoarding all this product. It's really just because we have to feed our kids. And we've got six of them. So luckily we have some chickens as well. So I didn't realize that eggs are such a hot commodity.
Yeah.
And so
there's
we're producing
no shortage
pretty good.
Of eggs. There's a hoarding of eggs, believe it or not. There's no shortage. The chickens are making as many eggs as ever. They're at the stores. People are buying everything.
Yeah.
And eggs seem to be, and meats.
Yep.
So I've had to go in and buy eggs for people, meat, stuff, because they don't get up at 6 in the morning. I'll get up at 6 in the morning and go to the grocery store and buy when the shelves are stocked. And then I go deliver it like I'm Santa Claus.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Well, it keeps them from having to leave the house because a lot of people don't want to.
Yeah.
And friends that think it's not available. See, it's all available. We have no shortages.
So if you're listening to this and you're worried about things, it might be time to think about, well, what do I have in place as far as legal planning? And if you've seen our signs around town, oftentimes we'll have signs that say, are your affairs in order? Really what we're asking you is, do you have a plan if something were to happen to you, such as you became ill and you can't go to the bank to do business, or you are quarantined to your house and you can't go to the bank, for example, and somebody needs to go on your behalf, like Russ is talking about doing things on behalf of those that he knows or cares for. And the reality is, if he wanted to go and do something at the bank for one of these friends of his, he wouldn't be able to do that without proper legal planning in place that they would have put in place ahead of time. And so are your affairs in order? And some of you listening might have something in place. Maybe it was a long time ago that you did that, but you might have something in place. We would encourage you to take it out, dust it off, and review it to see, is this still how I want things to go? And if not, or if you feel like it needs to be updated or at least checked, bring it to our office. We can take a look at that. And getting back to this quarantine type idea or the pandemic, where the president himself asked us not to congregate in groups larger than 10 people at a time, we're trying to implement that into our actual office policy. So unless you really need to be in our office, we don't want you physically in our office. And we have the advantage of having actually a drive-through type lane. And so we are able to pass documents through this portal and receive things through the portal and keep distance that way.
I didn't know you used it. It's an old bank building.
It's an old bank building, yeah. And it's really not that old. It was built in 2007, and they operated it as a bank for maybe, I don't know, 3 years. And then after that, it was just admin. It was an admin bank building, so they didn't use or operate those suction things or the little push-out things. Yeah, it works perfectly. It smells weird. We found out the other day. We're like, well, maybe we should start using this, and we open it up, and man... So we put some Febreze in there. Yeah, spray some Febreze, pass that back and forth.
Miranda knew what to do.
Yeah, Miranda knew what to do. And so we've got that operational, and we're trying to get that staff number down below what the president wants us to do, and also accounting for those most essential appointments. And it's really challenging for us because what we're doing is we're helping individuals put in place legal planning so that if they were to become incapacitated or they died, this plan is going to work. But it only works if it's signed. It has to physically be signed. We are living in an age of digital signatures, but it hasn't reached the realm of trust planning or will planning in so much as we would want it to.
Okay.
So last year there was a law that was passed that digital wills are being accepted, but we really haven't figured that out yet. So yes, it's allowed, but nobody's really figured it out here in Arizona, meaning there aren't vendors that operate that offer this type of service, the notarization, the witnessing requirements. So it's out there, but these tech companies haven't come up with an idea of how to actually make that happen in practice. So that means that we have to actually physically sign stuff in order for it to be valid legally. And that means you have to physically come to our office, or we have to physically go to you. And we would prefer you coming to our office because we have the witnesses and the notaries and we can control the situation type thing. But we have gone in the past, like Miranda's really good about going out to some of our clients' houses so that she can get things done because they just really can't get out. Kind of like you were speaking about before, Russ, where you've got these individuals, these friends that they're scared to go out or they can't go out physically for some reason. You go and help them. That's the same concept with us. We need them to be taken care of, and sometimes that means we have to go to them and get into their house and make sure that they can sign these documents with capacity. And having witnesses and notaries available is a good service that we provide. And we'll talk a little bit more about that as we come back. We're going to go to a hard break. We'll be right back after this. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
If you're interested in a career in media sales, El Dorado Broadcasters has an opportunity for you. A media sales representative designs multimedia market solutions for their clients, including radio advertising, digital solutions, event sponsorships, and more. If you have experience in outside sales and calling on many different accounts, then you already have a great start into the business. Every business has to advertise. If you have media sales experience, that's even better. This is not a commission-only sales position. We'll give you a salary, train you, and you'll make commissions on your very first sale. If you like what you hear, call 928-344-4980. That's 928-344-4980. Successful media sellers make an excellent living, and with hard work, it won't take long for you to get there. Ready to join the world of media sales? Send your resume to hiremenow at edbroadcasters.com. That's hiremenow at edbroadcasters.com. El Dorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
More than 50 Hyundai Tucson's in stock. We are going to move as many as we can now and this month. Hyundai of Yuma has discounted them up to $5,000. You heard it right. $5,000 off MSRP. We also want your trade-in. Don't worry about the condition. You will get top dollar for it. So visit my friends today. This sale is only at Hyundai of Yuma, right there on 32nd Street. You have driven right by it. Now it's time to stop in. Need I mention that every Hyundai Tucson has America's best warranty? 5 years, 60,000 miles, and 10 year, 100,000 miles on the powertrain. This is the best deal in Yuma. If you need directions, call 928-344-1100 for Hyundai of Yuma. Ask for $5,000 off MSRP on a new Tucson. When you visit today, say Russ Clark sent you. Hyundai of Yuma, one family serving you.
Be sure and stay tuned for the O'Reilly Update with Bill O'Reilly, brought to you by Daybreakers Cafe, making the diner great again and a Foothills favorite for 15 years. Daybreakers Cafe on the corner of Fortuna Road off of I-8 and North Frontage Road in the Foothills.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. This is 560 AM KBLU. I'm attorney Adam Hansen, and I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark, pushing the buttons. Morning. And we've got the one and only Mrs. Miranda as well. She works in our office, and she does a fantastic job keeping us in line and making sure that we're doing our best. And we were talking before the break about this pandemic. Obviously, it's on top of everybody's minds because of the idea that it's changed our actual daily lives, and I've never seen anything like this in my life, and I don't know of any generation that really has. I was reading, like for example, instead of going to church now, in my particular faith, we actually have our church at home, and that was encouraged by our leader of our church, because he wanted to be a good global citizen. He wants us to be good global citizens, and so he encouraged us all to hold our church within our own homes, which is unprecedented. And I thought that was, you know, I'd never see that in my life. I'd already heard, I have always heard growing up that there might be a day and age when when that would actually happen, but I thought, you know, it's going to be when I'm a little old geezer, or maybe I'm going to be dead. Maybe my kids will see that, but we're actually seeing it now. And I thought it was the first time ever that that would have ever happened, but as I was reviewing and I was going through some stuff yesterday on my church's website, there was an article about this African community, the African, I think it was either Ghana, yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Ghana, but there was a time there, maybe in the mid-80s, I think it was, where the government actually put a stop on all religious services. And so those members of the church there couldn't hold their church services in public, or else they'd be persecuted, arrested, even killed. And so they were given permission by the church leaders to do church at home. And so I thought, wow, this really hasn't, it's not the first time in the world's history that this has happened. It happens from time to time, but it is unprecedented on this type of scale, I think, as far as the whole world is involved in this pandemic, and we're trying to slow it as best as we can. And it begs the question, well, how are we doing at home? How are we doing in our own lives? Do we have things put in place to allow for others to help us if we can't do something ourselves? What if you contracted this virus and you're not able to go to the bank for yourself, or you're not able to say what your wishes are to the doctors if you're actually in the hospital because you're incapacitated or you're unconscious? Those questions are real, and they're becoming realer in a lot of our lives because of the fact that this sickness can touch all of us, and it's a very serious thing, especially when you become hospitalized from it. And so when you're in that type of situation, do you have the tools available to you to allow those that are around you to help you? And really, when it comes to healthcare, we're talking about a healthcare power of attorney. A healthcare power of attorney is really the main base that you would need in order to allow somebody to step into your shoes and discuss things with the doctors. And it's not just a healthcare power of attorney, because the doctors are under strict provisions that they can't release your medical information to somebody else unless they have your written authorization to do so. That's what we call a HIPAA authorization, H-I-P-A-A. It's an acronym. It was legislation that was passed during the Clinton administration back in 1996. And essentially what it says is that no physician or healthcare company or health insurance company can release your medical information to anybody without your written authorization allowing them to do that. And a lot of us, what we'll do is we'll have an event and we go to the hospital or we go to the urgent care. And when you're filling out forms, you're filling out HIPAA authorizations for those individuals that you'd want to be able to help you. Or the nurse will ask you, well, do you have a power of attorney? Yes or no? And if you say no, okay, sign here, sign here. And here at YRMC, it's all digital. So you just sign a pad. You don't really know what you're signing, but you're signing powers of attorney, HIPAA authorizations, pull-the-plug type orders, what we call advanced directives or living wills. And so I've been in this situation multiple times. And from a lawyer perspective, that's horrible, because you don't even know what you're signing. You're signing these things, but it's so fast, and it's so crucial, and it's a crisis. You're not in the best state of mind, and so you sign them just getting to the next step of surgery or getting to the next step of emergency care that you need, and you sign this pad, and unbeknownst to you, you're giving all these powers and authorities, and you didn't even know. And if you say yes, then they take your word for it and they move on. But maybe you do have a power of attorney, maybe you don't. Maybe you had one at one time, but you don't know where it is. But the hospital doesn't care. They've got to move on to the next emergency situation and fix that. So it's really important that you know where your power of attorney is, if you have one. And if you don't have one, that you get one in place. And that's not the end-all be-all. Just because you have a healthcare power of attorney doesn't mean that you're touching all your bases or covering all the bases. You still have to have HIPAA authorizations. There are advanced directives as to what would happen if you're hooked up to life support and the doctors conclude that you're terminal and you can't, or they can't fix the problem and your death is imminent. How do you want that to progress? And that's what you would state legally in your living will or your advanced directive. Most people will say, well, keep me comfortable, but don't go through extraordinary means to keep me alive. But I've had people that do say, no, I want them to work as hard as they can to fix the problem. If that takes years, then so be it. But those are few and far between. A lot of the people that I meet with, and I think Miranda, you can chime in here too, but I would say probably 99% of people that we meet with will say, just keep us comfortable. We don't want to go through extraordinary means to keep us alive. So if you don't have that written out, though, now the doctors are are left to see or to decide what are we going to do here. Can we keep them? Can we prolong it? If we research this or that, can we make it work? And so there's all sorts of different questions that come to mind when you're in that situation. And if you don't have the proper planning in place, it becomes a real challenge for those that love you and that want the best for you to actually do anything or to talk to the doctors or to get information from them, because they just don't have the legal tools to do that. And in addition to that, even if you were to become incapacitated or you pass away in that situation, do you want to be cremated? Do you want to be buried? Do you want a funeral? Do you not want a funeral? There are a lot of questions that come up. And if you don't have that written out, then you're leaving this burden on those that come behind you, your family members, to figure that out and hope for the best. And I've seen where people kind of, they live with this type of remorse or this guilt. Did we do the right thing for them? Did they want to be cremated? Did they want to be buried? That type of thing. And that can all be avoided if you just have planning in place. So healthcare powers of attorney coupled with HIPAA authorizations and anatomical gifting type directives, those are things that allow the doctors to make decisions regarding your body parts or your organs, and they will be able to transplant those for research or for transplantation purposes or not at all. It just depends on how you want to do that. But all this stuff put together is what we call a sound healthcare structure, and it allows those that come behind you to manage your healthcare decision making, so that in a crisis, when it's too late to make those decisions, you've made them ahead of time and you're ready to rock and roll. So if this pandemic were to touch you and your household, you've already got things in place. You've got those that you care about already listed out as to who's going to make your medical decisions, who's going to make your mental health decisions, and those things are all ready to go. They just are activated essentially because those people now have the power to act on your behalf when you're incapacitated. But that doesn't help when it comes to finances, because in the financial world, you can't take your medical power of attorney to the bank and try and get it into a bank account for a person. And you have to have another power of attorney, which is known as a durable power of attorney, which allows another person to be you for legal purposes and get into those accounts that are just in your name. And a lot of people treat this as end all be all. Oh, I've got power of attorney for so and so, and I hear this all the time. Actually, last week I heard someone come into my office and said, "Oh, Adam, when my mom died, it was so easy. I had her power of attorney, and I just went to the bank. I transferred everything. I transferred the stuff out of her name into my name with her power of attorney, like her house and things like that." And I said, "That's really curious, because the power of attorney doesn't last beyond death. Or beyond your life. It dies with you." Yeah. And he said, "Well, I'm pretty sure that's how it worked." Well, I can look at the transfers to see exactly how that happened, but most likely it went through a probate. And so we went back and forth like this, and he's like, "Oh, now that you say that, I think that's what happened." And so a lot of people feel like, "Oh, I've got this power of attorney, and super powerful, that if something happened to that person, I can take over for them." And it might be the case, it might not be the case, but it's definitely not the case when they die. Once they die, that power of attorney dies with them, and it's gone. And now you need some other legal mechanism in order to help that person, or at least deal with that estate. And that's what we call a will. That's where you put the will in place. And the will says who's in charge of things if you were to die, and who gets it. But a lot of people have the misunderstanding that, oh, well, my will is going to take care of everything automatically, that this person that I named within my will is going to allow... my will is going to allow that person to have legal authority to deal with the bank and with the DMV and with my mortgage company. And the reality is that's not how it works. In fact, you'd have to have some sort of authorization from a court system to allow that will to be valid. And that's what we call probate. And we'll talk a little bit more about probate as we come back. This is Life, Death, and Law, 560 AM, KBLU.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
If you're interested in a career in media sales, El Dorado Broadcasters has an opportunity for you. A media sales representative designs multimedia market solutions for their clients, including radio advertising, digital solutions, event sponsorships, and more. If you have experience in outside sales and calling on many different accounts, then you already have a great start into the business. Every business has to advertise. If you have media sales experience, that's even better. This is not a commission-only sales position. We'll give you a salary, train you, and you'll make commissions on your very first sale. If you like what you hear, call 928-344-4980. That's 928-344-4980. Successful media sellers make an excellent living, and with hard work, it won't take long for you to get there. Ready to join the world of media sales? Send your resume to hireme now at edbroadcast.com. That's hireme now at edbroadcasters.com. El Dorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
Truckmates, you must fix up your pickup truck store.
Is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids.
Snug Top,
designed and manufactured to the highest standard.
Industry-leading quality
and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle.
That's Snug Top.
Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer.
Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners.
With nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in this brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Good morning, I'm Billy Kang with your KYMA News 11 update. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey on Sunday announced the launch of a new statewide coronavirus hotline. Funded by the Arizona Department of Economic Security, the number to call is 211. When dialed, calls are offered a gateway to field questions and concerns regarding the virus. The hotline can be accessed by both English and Spanish speakers. The line will operate from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. each day of the week and can be reached by dialing 211 while an individual is located in Arizona. And religious services across the nation are turning to other ways of holding Sunday service. Champion Church is a local church in Yuma County, and they took a chance in holding a drive-in church on Sunday. That's right, like an old drive-in movie theater. Dozens upon dozens of cars gathered in the church parking lot where attendees parked and watched the church service from inside their cars. The pastors at Champion Church ended up surprised at the turnout and saying they might just do it again. This has been your KYMA News 11 Morning Update. I'm Billy Kang.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen. This is 560 AM KBLU, and I'm in the studio today with Russ Clark, the one and only, and then we've got Miranda Ochoa, who works at our office as well. She's fantastic and very, very smart. She's been in the financial world. She's worked for Wells Fargo. She's worked for other investment companies in town. And now she's with us. We poached her because she's so good. And she knows what she's talking about. She's been a great asset to us and our firm. And it was easy for her to go from financial planning to legal planning because they mix so well. They go hand in hand. So she's been a great addition to our firm, and she handles things very, very well. And I've been surprised. As clients come in, sometimes they can be a little cranky, and Miranda just handles that just so well. And I have been pleasantly surprised with what she does, and she's smart too. So come on in and see Miranda if you have to, because she's going to take care of you. And to that end, we were talking right before the break about probate and how if you have a will, it's going to ensure some sort of probate action. And you might be shocked to hear that, but the reality is a will doesn't automatically work when a person dies. You have to have some sort of authorization in order to use that will, meaning you have to go through a court process. And the way that works here in Yuma is that you would file a court action in probate court in the Superior Court here in Yuma County, and that would allow you to then start an action and have the judge look over that particular will to verify if it is a valid will, if it was validly executed, if the person had a capacity at the time that they signed it, make sure that there's no undue influence at the time of signature, meaning that person didn't have somebody coaching them or another person wrote the will and they just signed it or they forced them to sign it in some way.
When you have people do wills, you do have family members usually join, come in. How do you differentiate coaching versus just being there?
Sometimes, and we encourage family involvement to a certain extent, but if it's going to be a conflict, then we don't. Usually what we'll do is we'll ask for family members to leave, and we'll do a separate interview with the person that is going to create that will. And that allows us to see, is it really their wishes, the way that this is being put together? And number two, do they have capacity? Do they know who their kids are? Do they know what they have? And then do they want this to actually go forth as their last will and testament? So we need to separate those people out, but oftentimes it becomes a family ordeal. We don't want to have family members involved to the extent that they're dictating to mom and dad or grandpa and grandma or uncle and aunt or whoever their family member is what is going to happen in that will. And so
it's going to be tough to handle.
Yeah, there's a fine line to walk, and Sean and I, we handle it with finesse, because you don't want to offend the family members by just saying, hey, you can't be in here right now, get out.
Right.
We're just talking to mom or we're just talking to dad. There's a nice way to say things, and just if you just explain the situation, then it makes it a little easier, and that's usually what I do. I just say, you know what, if I have you in here while I'm talking to mom or talking to dad, and then she passes away or he passes away, and then there's a challenge to whether this will was valid, I'm going to have to let the court know that you were in the room. Oh. And that brings up a lot of issues. Well, were you influencing them and things like that? Oh, no. We understand. We'll get out.
So you do it as to protect them. You do it in such a way as to say, look, I'm protecting you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because it is.
How is it when you're talking to someone that's doing a will and the kid jumps up and answers? Does that ever happen?
Like, well, I try to deal with that right off the bat. So when I'm having an interview with that person that's going to create a will, and there is a family member, in the son or the daughter, I will preemptively tell them, I'm going to ask some questions, and I'm going to have them answer. I know you're going to want to answer. Don't answer. Please don't answer.
Oh, you tell them ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I let them know that. Yeah, because it's happened to me. Very beginning, my very beginning of my career, the kids are just trying to be helpful.
Right.
You remember, mom. You remember we talked about this, blah, 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 and then they'll answer my question when they're saying that to mom. And so I just do it ahead of time and let them know. I'm going to ask mom questions. And I know you probably know the answer to these, but just try not to say anything. And then and I'll turn to mom and I'll say something like, these are easy questions. It's going to be easy. You don't need to worry about it. Try and let them kind of, calm down. Because people, for whatever reason, they get nervous. And they sometimes they'll answer things. It's like, I don't know why I said that. I say, it's okay. It's all right. Just calm down.
It's not a court of law.
Yeah, it's fine. It's just me. And but they get nervous, and that's okay. I understand that. And so we're trying to make it comfortable for them such that they can disarm and be real and talk about things that we don't really talk about a lot in our families, because it's uncomfortable to talk about becoming incapacitated or dying and then what happens in that particular sense. And people don't really want to think about it, but the reality is it's going to happen to all of us, and we need to start thinking about it. And that brings us to our next big reveal. So last week we were supposed to have two seminars here in town. Traditionally, what we'll do every month, we'll hold two physical seminars at the libraries. We'll do one out in the Foothills Library, and we'll do one in town at the main library. Well, because of this pandemic, the library shut down all services as far as those extracurricular things. And so we got notice. We'd already sent out flyers. We'd already RSVP'd a ton of people. And then we got notice that we can't hold these seminars. So we really were coming up with ideas of what can we do in order to get the information out to those that need it and do so in a way that they're going to be advantaged and they can still do so without being subjected to possible contagious viruses. And that's when we came up with the idea of putting it online. And so Sean and I have been working hard and diligently about putting our seminar online and trying to give the same offering that we offer in person. And we've been working really hard on that. It's a challenge, but we've been doing it. We're almost there. So our first seminar will be probably tomorrow at about 9 o'clock is what my goal is. 9 o'clock in the morning, you can log on. It'll be a live seminar that you can watch. And this is a great place to start. If you don't have anything in place, watch this seminar online. And you can watch it on your phone. You can watch it on a laptop. You can watch it on any device that you have that has internet connection. You'll be able to just click on the entry. Give us your email so that we can send you a link and that you have access, and you'll be able to watch it right then. And that seminar will answer a lot of the questions that you have. And what's really neat is that you're going to save a lot of time coming into our office and learning about what your options are. And that's valuable to you. I mean, if you were to go around town and set an appointment with an attorney, typically you have to pay about $250 for a consultation fee, whether that's a divorce attorney or a litigation attorney. And so you're saving a lot of money just going to the seminar. It's free to attend it, and you're going to get a lot of information without having to pay $250 for a consultation fee to an attorney here in town or anywhere else. And so it's super worth your time and your effort. And by the end of that seminar, you're going to be equipped with the tools and the knowledge to know, well, this is the right thing for my family, whether that's a will package or maybe you want to go the route of creating a living trust to make things private. And keep things out of the courtroom, keep things out of probate when you die. So you'll know by the end of that pretty much what you want and how to accomplish that, because we tell you that in our seminar. And we also give you a great credit to put towards your planning. So if you went and you sign up to meet with either Sean or I for a free consultation, we can do that over the phone. We can do that in our office, as long as we can do that until maybe the governor shuts us down. But we can do it on the phone, we can do it in our office, we can do it over the internet if you want to do face-to-face. I prefer that over the internet, kind of like a FaceTime type video chat. That way you can see us, we can see you, and it's a little bit more personal. But phone is okay as well. I do those probably 3 times a day where I'm talking to people over the phone and getting business done. And sometimes that's just what we have to do because a lot of our clients are on the other side of the United States. And so we just do that through the phone, and that works just fine. But we can do that any way you want, in person, in your home, in our office, over the phone, or through the internet, through some sort of video-type communication. So all these means are available to you, and there's really no excuse. There's no reason to procrastinate any longer. If you don't have your affairs in order, if you think you do, but you're not quite sure and you need a review, just give us a call, we can set an appointment with you in any way possible to communicate what you need or if you need anything regarding any planning that you might have already in place for that review. And if you don't have anything in place, we can talk about the next steps and how that works. You'll know exactly how to do what needs to be done. You'll know how much it costs. There are no hidden fees or anything like that. The only thing you won't know is how do I stop procrastinating? And that's on you. And our only way to do that is to
look that up.
I don't want to say force, but we're going to strongly encourage you to
make an appointment.
Make an appointment, yeah. Because that's the only way that you can do it. And you might think, well, we're not quite ready. I've got to get this in place, or I've got to work on this over here, and then we'll be ready to go see Sean or Adam. Don't think that. Just come and see us.
You don't want to bring
because
anything
you don't really even know what you need until you go come and talk to us. Yeah. We will tell you exactly what you need to do, what you need to put together, and how to move forward.
Right.
So don't stop procrastinating. Stop saying, well, I just need to get these papers together. I just need to get this together over here. Don't worry about it. All we need is you. All we need is you and your mind.
and we will ask you particular questions, and you'll know the answer to those. It's pretty simple. And we will coach you through what you need to do, but there is no reason to procrastinate anymore. So one of the very best steps is, the first take is to go online and to RSVP for the seminars that are coming up on the web. And again, you can watch that on your phone, you can watch that on your iPad, you can watch it on your laptop or your computer. We're going to make it available to you so that you don't have to go spend $250 at an attorney's office for a consultation fee. And you'll get all the information that you need and then what the next step is. We'll talk a little bit more about that as we come back. This is Life, Death, and the Law, 560 AM, KBLU.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
More than 50 Hyundai Tucson's in stock. We are going to move as many as we can now and this month. Hyundai of Yuma has discounted them up to $5,000. You heard it right. $5,000 off MSRP. We also want your trade-in. Don't worry about the condition. You will get top dollar for it. So visit my friends today. This sale is only at Hyundai of Yuma. Right there on 32nd Street. You have driven right by it. Now is time to stop in. Need I mention that every Hyundai Tucson has America's best warranty? 5 years, 60,000 miles, and 10 year, 100,000 miles on the powertrain. This is the best deal in Yuma. If you need directions, call 928-344-1100 for Hyundai of Yuma. Ask for $5,000 off MSRP on a new Tucson. When you visit today, say Russ Clark sent you. Hyundai of Yuma, one family serving you.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store. Is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard. Industry-leading quality and trend-setting design to protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners. With nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessory for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Lunch, dinner, or snack, take 95 North to the Dirty South Barbecue House. Man, nothing better. Dirty South Barbecue House. It's the Southwest's best barbecue. It's the slow smoking that makes the barbecue great. So, head to the place where our racks and butts will drive you nuts and everybody cleans their plate. That's the Dirty South Barbecue House.
Hey, y'all, this is Angela, a.k.a. Dirty South, at Dirty South Barbecue House. I just wanted to let you guys know that we do tri-tip on Tuesday, whole chicken wings on Wednesday. On Thursday, I start our brisket to serve on Friday. We also have our famous rib Saturdays. And, of course, every day we have our tacos, pulled pork, steak shakes, hamburgers, and hot dogs. While you're at it, don't forget to visit Miss Sally or Miss Kathy over at the Antiques Emporium. We look forward to seeing y'all. Come on down and put a little south in your mouth.
At the Dirty South Barbecue House, our racks and butts will drive you nuts and everybody cleans their plate. New hours, 10 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock in the evening.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Gardner Law Firm.
Welcome back to 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen, and I'm in the booth today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark, and then we've got Miranda Ochoa. She works in our office as well, and I've talked about her in the previous segments, how awesome she is. She's just a great asset to our firm and everything that she does. And she took me up on the offer a couple weeks ago. I said, Miranda, you ought to come to the radio. And she said, I'm going to come. And she said, but I'm not going to talk. And you can't come to the radio and not talk. You've got to be on the radio.
All right.
So I'm so happy that she showed up today, and we're happy that she's in the studio with us. Prior to the break, we were talking about ways to get your affairs in order, and I'd mentioned this online seminar, how we're trying to make that available so that if you're quarantined to your house or if you have time on your hands and you haven't had that time in the past because you're working so much, now is the time to get your affairs in order. There's no reason for procrastination anymore, and we've tried to make it easy for you to stop procrastinating by putting this seminar online so that you can, by the click of a button, set an appointment with either myself or with Sean so that we can sit down with you in person, we can talk to you about it over the phone, or we can do it through a video chat type means, or even at your house, we can go to you. But we need to help you get your affairs in order, and that comes in the form of some sort of legal planning, like a power of attorney for finances, healthcare power of attorney for health decision making, wills. Most of the time, a lot of our clients will choose to do what's called a living trust, because a trust is the best of everything, and it can hold your stuff in it, meaning you can title your assets to the name of your trust, and that will help you avoid things that arise, problems that could arise had you not had a trust, if you became incapacitated or when you die, because the trust holds your assets, holds title to those assets, and so if you were to die, your trust keeps humming along. It's not a person. It doesn't get sick.
Do you still need to go to probate after, if you have a trust, everything's in the trust? Is probate still necessary?
Probate is the legal way to get things out of a dead person's name over to the name of their beneficiaries. So if you died and you had something titled in your name, the only way to do that transfer is through a court system, through a probate action. Well, if you have a trust and your assets are titled in the name of that trust, when you die, you died without anything titled in your name. So we don't need to go to court to transfer assets from your name to your beneficiaries, because you didn't have anything in your name when you died. It was in the name of your trust. The trust isn't a person. It doesn't get sick. It doesn't die. And so even though you do, those assets are titled in an entity name that just keeps humming along. And in your trust, you will have said, this is who's in charge. These are the individuals that get it, or this is a charity, or these are the charities. You can do whatever you want in your trust, and the neat thing is that it's completely private. You don't have to probate it. You don't go through a court system. It's all privately ran by those that you leave behind in your trust document. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. So in essence, you don't need to
absolutely
go to probate. If everything, and when you say titled, you just mean things that are legally titled, like cars and houses,
yep,
not the couch.
The couch would go in a certain way. There are ways to do that. And so when we create a trust plan for our client, there will be something known as a memorandum of personal property that they would sign that allows them to transfer their assets into their trust by simply signing this document. So that assignment of personal property, it takes care of the couch, it takes care of the tools, it takes care of the guns and the ammo in the safe. All that stuff would be transferred into the trust by the stroke of a pen. Now, you can also go through your trust using this memorandum to say, well, I want this shotgun to go to so-and-so. I want this couch to go to Johnny. And you can do that outside of your trust on this memorandum. Why? Because at that point, that stuff is all owned by your trust, and your trustee, your successor trustee, has the management authority to now manage those assets according to what you said. So if I said, well, when I die, in this memorandum, I said, I want my shotgun to go to so-and-so, then my trustee is now instructed legally to give that shotgun to so-and-so and the couch to Johnny. So that's done in my memorandum, and I can update that anytime I want. I don't have to go through an attorney's office. I don't have to go through some sort of legal process. It's a document that you keep that's exterior of your trust that allows you to easily give these things away. So by a stroke of a pen, you can put all of your non-titled assets into your trust. We call that an assignment of personal property. And then you can assign those things to different people, like a lot of us do.
Yeah.
because those things come and go. And it might be that you want this rocking chair to go to your daughter, or you want this jewelry piece to go to your son. You do that through your memorandum. Sometimes people will put that into their trust itself, but then if they change their mind down the road, now you're going to have to do an amendment or a restatement of that trust in order to modify that. So it's easier to do those things outside, exterior from the trust, but yet connected and bound to the trust through your memorandum of personal property. So there are different ways to put things into the trust, but you're exactly right as far as titled assets. If you're going to create a trust and you want to put your house in that trust, for example, the way that you do that is through a deed. You would create a new deed that would transfer it out of your name into the name of your new trust. And by doing that transaction, recording that at the county, now you don't own that property anymore. The trust owns it.
But you still own the trust, so you're good.
You are, yep, you're the beneficiary of that trust, and therefore anything in it is for your benefit during your lifetime. You get to do whatever you want with it. It's not a one-time transfer, and then you've got to go through an attorney to get that house out or something like that. You are in control of your trust. It's your trust. You can put things in it. You can take things out of it. You don't need attorneys. You don't need a court system to do that. It's all in your trust, and you're in charge of it because you're the trustee, and the trustee has the management power over those assets. So trusts are very, very beneficial to anybody that has one, because it allows them to avoid probate. It allows them to avoid guardianship and conservatorship if they're alive but incapacitated and can't make decisions for themselves. A lot of times we'll see this in the nursing home type arena where mom and dad become incapacitated. Maybe they develop dementia, for example, and they have to go to a nursing home. And this nursing home is going to be basically where they end up passing away. And until they pass away, they're going through this really prolonged duration of incapacity. Well, if they have their things in the trust, we don't have to go through guardianship and conservatorship to deal with mom's finances and dad's finances, and we don't have to go through guardianship and conservatorship actions to deal with their health care decisions. We can deal with all that stuff because they had a trust in place for the finances, and they have a mental health care power of attorney for their mental health decisions and their health care power of attorney for their health decisions. So you have this ahead of time, which allows you to avoid the court when that actual situation arises. And it will arise. That's the thing. It's going to happen. It's inevitable in most cases. Most people will spend about 2 years of incapacity, of being incapacitated prior to their death. That's the national average.
Wow.
So I think statistically it's something like 76% of us will go through that period of 2 year incapacity before you die. So it's not like we wake up one day and then die. That's usually we're going to be through this ringer of incapacity. So if you don't have the proper legal planning things set up, now we're going to have to rely on the court system. And that's time that we didn't have to spend there. It's emotion that we didn't have to spend there, and it's a lot of money. On average, it costs about $5,000 to $8,000 to go through a guardianship conservatorship proceeding, and then when you ultimately die, it's another $5,000 to $8,000 to go through that probate. And so all that can be avoided if you just have proper planning in place ahead of time. So what is right for you? Only you can answer that question, but we can help you get to the answer if you just come and see us. Give us a call at 928-783-4575. Make an appointment with either myself or with Sean, and we can walk you and your family through what you need to do in order to get things in order. And I would encourage you to look online at our website, yuma.law, and sign up for our seminar tomorrow at 9 o'clock. And we'll do another session on Thursday at 9 o'clock as well. So if you can't watch the one tomorrow online, then look for the one on Thursday. This is Life, Death, and the Law, 560 AM KBLU.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the Deason Garner Law Firm at 928-783-4575 or visit yumaestateplanning.com.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU.